We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see?
Stephen, in the morning here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 6:47 on this Monday morning. Three big things. Kansas about to launch a media campaign to encourage people to wear masks to fight the spread of COVID-19.
Two.
Experts warn against travel during the pandemic as America prepares to celebrate Thanksgiving.
One.
Biden team ready to name cabinet members. Trump campaign continues election court challenges. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have a situation north of Park City where a vehicle has collided with a deer on I-135. This is affecting the southbound lanes of I-135 to the north of 85th North. So we do have crews on the scene there where a vehicle has hit a deer. I-135 north of 85th. That's traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
20% chance for morning rain, then cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 47. Tuesday, breezy with a 70% chance for rain. Good likelihood of rain tomorrow and a high of 59 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 38 degrees. Medical professionals are quickly realizing that storing a coronavirus vaccine will be no simple matter.
This is House Call for Health. As we hear more updates that bring us closer to a coronavirus vaccine, doctors are preparing. And for some, that means getting special equipment, like a medical-grade freezer.
Pfizer's looking for negative 92 degrees, and your freezer's not going to do that. So we have to have this specialized equipment.
Dr. Andrew Carroll is a family physician in Chandler, Arizona. He was lucky enough to get a used freezer for $5,000.
The biggest problem is the wait list now. Doctors' offices are having to wait anywhere between a month and 3 months to get these freezers because they're in such high demand.
The freezer can hold up to 1,000 doses. For more on coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks ended an up and down week on a down note on Wall Street Friday. The benchmark S&P index logged its first weekly loss so far this year. Worries about the worsening pandemic and the restrictions it's bringing are outweighing optimism about the progress being made on developing coronavirus vaccines. Treasury yields fell slightly, and stock markets around the world made only modest moves. Wall Street turned wobbly last week after the S&P and the Dow both closed at record highs Monday. Despite its decline this past week, the S&P 500 is still up 8.8% in November. And at the end of trading on a Friday, the Dow was down 219 points. Standard & Poor's down 24. The NASDAQ down 49 points. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Is Social Security secure? I don't know. Let's find out. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve. You know, this is a conversation that's been going on for quite a while. You know, Social Security isn't just about giving retirees back some of the money that they contributed to the SSA while they were working. It also includes survivor and disability funds as well. Earlier this year, forecasters at the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, told us that unless the program is retooled before 2035, there could be a 21% dip in benefits paid. Well, that was before COVID. Now they've revised their assumptions, and they think the trust funds that augment the pay-as-you-go system could run dry as early as 2031. Well, in spite of these warnings, it seems that Social Security is not a priority by those who could legislate to fix it. Congress keeps their head in the sand when it comes to Social Security reform. They have so many other issues to attack. Social Security is just not high on their list right now. Benefits from the program can theoretically not exceed existing revenue. If Congress doesn't do something before the funds of the trust run out, survivor, old age, and disability payments could be cut across the board. There's something we have never seen before, so we believe that Congress will rise to the occasion, but probably not until the solution is imminent. 80 million Americans receive some form of Social Security benefits. It seems unlikely that elected officials will want to tell their constituents that they are the ones who are cutting their benefits. Well, a fix that includes a boost in financial support from Congress may only need to be temporary. Social Security benefits are primarily paid for by those who are currently working and being taxed for the program. When the population of retirees grows and the workers who are paying diminishes, that's when the trust fund will subsidize the payments. The millennial generation is bigger in numbers than the boomers, so the ratio of payers to receivers could change to favor the system. So it could, in time, it could build back up that trust fund. So if you do have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Today is National Cashew Day. The cashew nut is a seed harvested from the cashew tree. The tree originated in northeastern Brazil. However, it is now widely grown in tropical climates for its cashew apples and nuts. With leaves arranged spirally and leathery texture, the evergreen cashew tree grows as tall as 32 feet high, often has an irregularly shaped trunk. Flowers are small, starting out.
Do you work for the Great Plains Nature Center?
I'm getting bogged down here in the nature of the cashew, except to say that I'm not a huge cashew fan, but I'll take a cashew if there are other nuts are not available. I don't know. Where are you on the cashew there, Don Grant?
I like cashews quite a bit, actually. But, it's weird is that the cashew is just a small part of the cashew apple.
Yeah.
The cashew apple is this big thing, and then the cashew nut is just a little thing hanging on the bottom of it, which is just kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, it is. But I got to tell you, probably my favorite would be the salted in-the-shell peanut.
Those are good.
At a baseball game on a fairly hot summer day. With maybe a little beverage to go with it. What do you think?
Although it's not a pea nor a nut. It is a legume, you know.
All right, fine. My favorite
They're grown underground.
My favorite legume is a peanut. How's that? They call them peanuts.
Okay, good. Okay. There you go.
We always get in this argument. When we start talking about nuts, you and I get into an argument. I don't know what the deal is. I guess.
Well, it's a nutty conversation,
I
tell you.
It's nutty. Thank you, Don. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour this morning, here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. All the news for you today. The Biden team is ready to name cabinet members. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Fortis Advisors is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Do you remember the feeling you'd get as a small child when Christmas was coming?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.